No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap radio show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Woburn, Westboro, and Hyannis are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek's been recognized by Boston Magazine as one of their top wealth advisors, and together with Keith, co-authored Victory, Winning in Health, Wealth, and Success. They've been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal, but they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And now that Thanksgiving is beyond us and we're starting to approach colder weather, Christmas, New Year's, we're starting to get New Year's resolutions and really get planning established for you as we approach these important dates. Because we all know during holiday time, it's easy to get lackadaisical. And that's what you should do. You should have a plan in place with your finances so that you can be with your family, spend time, and not have to think about these things like finances or how much income you're going to generate in retirement. But hopefully, we'll give you some information that you can apply to your own lives during the next hour. So we're going to start, you know, in a little bit. We're going to be actually joined by attorney Keith McManus from McManus Estate Planning. And we're going to answer common questions that we get asked all the time when people first come into our office. Or if we do a live event or a workshop, we get this question all the time. And simply, what's the difference between a revocable and irrevocable trust, as well as what are the pros and cons to each? Later in the show, during our weekly market report with Matthew Peck, our certified financial planner, we're going to discuss what is a safe savings rate for different stages of your life. Later in the show, if you're not sure who you're working with from a financial professional standpoint, we're going to tell you the difference between a broker or an agent compared to a holistic financial planner that looks at all areas of retirement. And if you're not sure who you're dealing with as a planner or as an advisor or as an agent or whoever your professional is you're working with on, from a financial picture, if you're not sure, you're definitely going to want to stay tuned because there's some important characteristics and differences between the two that you'll want to learn about, especially if you're working with someone in one of those categories. So if sounds confusing, stick around later. We'll get to that. Matthew Peck, Keith Ellis, I'll start with you, Matt. How you doing?
Doing great. It's, obviously, as you mentioned, Thanksgiving was behind us, and now the holiday and the Christmas season is here. And just a very quick plug in regards to what we do and about the importance of having a plan. You know, I tell you one thing, it's, you know, whether it's going into Thanksgiving and knowing exactly what you're going to cook and how many people are going to be there, or whether it is having a plan for, you know, Christmas shopping, you know, when you're going to get the tree and when you're going to decorate and when you're going to get gifts. I mean, when you have a plan in place for that, you can enjoy it so much more.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like a perfect example is that I plan on not stepping foot in a mall at all because of the traffic and everything else and parking and whatnot. But by sort of picking out exactly the gifts I'm going to get, you know, having them all online and ordered and sort of delivered and things like that, by taking that time to walk through that, I can now sit back and enjoy the holiday season that much more.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of what popped into my head as we were talking about it, and just something that, again, brings it all back together.
Well, it's funny, Matt, because my wife and I pretty much were doing the same thing after I loosen my belt from all the turkey that I ate. So good. Basically, yeah, we sat down and created, like, we have two kids right now, and we know the people that outside of our, you know, just our children that we have to buy gifts for. And we kind of mapped out exactly what it is that we wanted to get them, the budget that we wanted to be within for that. So then we knew that, you know, okay, here's what we have to spend on Christmas. And it's almost like retirement. You know, here's what we have to spend on an annual basis or on a monthly basis to meet our needs. So it's kind of that same thing, is having a plan in place, having that budget in place to make sure that you're living within your means, that you're able, and but you're still able to do the things that you want to do.
Yeah, I mean, Thanksgiving, I did say, you know, I would never go into shopping malls and all that. But a couple of weeks ago, before Thanksgiving, we had gone to, this is how, you know, even though we've been doing this since
malls
2000.
Still exist.
Yeah, right.
Since 2000, mortar, we started this company in 2003. And I, you know, obviously we're the last people to brag about success. We've obviously grown the company to a good level. And I say, you know, I'm still so cheap that my wife and I went to Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yep.
And I wanted to get a sweatshirt. And we had a gift card, like $25 off. So when we're about to go in the store, I look and I'm like, Kylene, my wife, I said, I can't use this coupon. I had $25 off, but I can't use it until the Friday after Thanksgiving. She's like, really, Derek? We're going to come back here? And I said, yes, we are. So we left and we came back and I got my $25 off, even though I probably, the $25 I should have probably spent and lost for the trouble I had to sit there and wait and fight with other people to
get
it.
What time did you get there? Like 11 at night?
No. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. But as we get into this, you know, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, we talk about this all the time. But I think it's important to make sure that everyone listening to this show, you know, just think about, even at church last week, you realize how good you have it, you know, and this, in living in the U.S. and all the stuff that we had, all the accommodations. There was like a missions group that had gone overseas to Honduras.
Mm-hmm.
And there, I mean, they literally have these like tin can shelters. They have dirt floors. They have to walk 2 miles to bring back water for the family, and it's 92, 93 degrees with humidity every single day.
That's unbelievable.
In those, in what this guy was sharing who at our church, he's like, basically these people have like better attitudes than we do with all the comforts, and we're flipping out because we lost electricity a few weeks back, and God forbid we don't have electricity. These kids are sleeping on, and this poor woman lost her 2-year-old son from malnutrition while they were there. And it's just, you know, it's just sad. So I'd say, you know, I know I'm not trying to get on my high horse or any, I know none of us are, but just think about, you know, making a difference, maybe going to doing like a secret shop or going to a grocery store and just finding someone that looked like they might need some help and just going ahead of them and say, hey, I got their check. And you don't have to, don't take credit for it, but just take it, you know, pay for that or do something, whatever it is. If everyone could do a little bit during this holiday, I mean, there's so many kids and families that have it a lot worse off than us and a lot of folks that are listening. And maybe there's folks that are listening right now that have it, you know, tough. And obviously, we'll do whatever we can to help. So I'll leave it at that.
Well, I certainly think, too, in general, I'm pleasantly surprised at the amount of people, how much we do give and how much people, how involved people are. And especially, you know, because Keith's talking about, you know, him and Maura kind of figuring out their budget and things along those lines. And, you know, even with knowing that we have to buy all these gifts and things along those lines, I'm sure that, you know, Keith and Maura will be donating. I'm sure that we'll be donating. I'm sure that, you know, yourself as well. I mean, I love the Christmas, because not only are you giving gifts, but you're also, it's the donations and everything else that you could do during this time to really, again, make it special.
And it's
I think it's important, because what Maura and I typically do, we've done this for the last 3 years now, is we'll go to, you know, a local toy store, and we'll bring our two boys and, you know, we'll have them pick out basically a whole, you know, car full of toys. I mean, literally probably 2-3 shopping carts.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll buy that, and they'll say, and these are all toys that they want, you know.
Yes.
And we'll say, look, these are not for you. You know, we're going to bring these down and give these to people that don't have what you have. You know what I mean? So I think it's really important, not only for us to give,
get the kids involved,
but to get the kids involved, to teach them the importance. So then as they get older, they're thinking that same way.
Yeah. So, I mean, as we get closer to Christmas, New Year's, I mean, we all know there's going to be plenty of distractions. But, you know, for our clients that we've been serving since 2003, when we opened the doors here at SHP Financial, the goal for them, what we feel like we've created, is a system and a place that they can come to, know that we have their backs, know that we're doing everything we can on behalf of them, so that they can take time and enjoy their family, enjoy these other things, knowing that from a financial standpoint, taxes, savings, financial income, all that stuff is taken care of on us. So we do the heavy lifting. And so our clients can focus on what matters most to them at these important times of the year throughout, you know, and ongoing. So if you don't have a plan put together, if you want a second opinion on what you do have, give us a call. We're happy to help. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, as well as Hyannis. The number to call is 800-227-7777. Don't procrastinate just because it's the holidays. 800-227-7777 or go to shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to be joined by attorney Keith McManus to discuss the major differences between revocable and irrevocable trusts. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Can you imagine trying to build a house with only a hammer? Of course not. So how could you possibly build a retirement plan without having all the tools? Hi, this is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial, to make sure you know that not all financial advisors are the same. We are fiduciaries who are required to act in your best interest. But what really makes us different is all the tools that we bring to the table. As an independent firm, we aren't beholden to a big Wall Street banks or insurance companies like some advisors. Stop working with people that are only trying to sell you annuities or only offer investment advice. At SHP, you'll get a full retirement plan that covers income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy planning all in one place. Call us today at 800-227-7777 to schedule a complimentary financial review. That's 800-227-7777 or visit us at shpfinancial.com.
Why do so many people have trusts for their families? Do I need one, and what exactly can it do for me?
How will my son legally make healthcare and financial decisions for me if I'm not well?
What is the estate tax, and how can I minimize what my family has to pay?
How do I protect my children from lawsuits or divorce?
When you think about the comfort and security of your loved ones, there are so many questions that the whole thing can seem overwhelming. I'm attorney Keith McManus. At McManus Estate Planning, we'll walk you through each step of our dedicated process and address all of your concerns. Then, we create a complete and detailed plan specifically for you. We're committed to carrying out your wishes and protecting your family from the courts, liens, and the tax collector. You see, estate planning isn't just something we do, it's the only thing we do. When you're ready to start planning for the future, call McManus Estate Planning at 508-778-8855 or visit McManusEstatePlan.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So each and every week, we're joined by attorney Keith McManus from McManus Estate Planning, and he's been a valuable resource to us and our clients for quite a while now. And really, we want to always provide you continuing education and information as it relates to estate planning. And today, one of the common questions that we get here at SHP Financial from folks like yourself is, what are the differences between a revocable and an irrevocable trust? There's a couple different types. And so with that being said, welcome, Keith, to the show.
Hey, thanks so much, Derek. I love being here.
And what we're going to talk about in terms of what we see mostly and what we talk about a lot is just a general revocable trust. And I guess really quickly, just what are the differences between a revocable and irrevocable?
Sure. So this is probably one of the most common questions that we hear is, you know, what kind of a trust should I have? People ask. And they know instinctively and by receiving advice that not all trusts are the same. And so there are two basic different types of trusts. There are revocable, sometimes people pronounce it revocable, trusts, and there are irrevocable trusts. In general terms, a revocable trust is one where you can retain ownership and control of the assets in a very direct fashion, and you can make changes to that trust. That would be a revocable type of trust.
And so, a lot of people that have revocable trusts, they'll have like they can even put like a bank account or different. They can title their accounts in that revocable trust, and they can almost like they never nothing changed.
Right. It's, only advantages. And generally, they'll, you know, you can transfer ownership of assets directly into a revocable trust, things like real estate and bank accounts and certain investment accounts. That sort of a thing is a typical transfer to a revocable trust. And generally, the purpose of revocable trusts is to avoid probate proceedings and also to provide some level of management of assets. There are other benefits too. So people also are able to create irrevocable trusts. Irrevocable trusts are a little bit of a different creature. Those are trusts that are usually very special purpose. It's often to address an estate tax situation. It's often to protect children who are special needs or receiving means-based government benefits, or for more detailed management, or to remove assets and remove the value from the estate tax calculation.
Mm-hmm.
So what's interesting, what a lot of people don't know, is you can have a revocable trust during life that converts to an irrevocable trust upon a person's death. So when people ask that question, sometimes with the right client, you can say, hey, why choose when you can have them both? When you can have the benefits of a revocable trust while you're alive and well, and that trust then becomes irrevocable when the person passes away.
Now, Keith, how irrevocable is an irrevocable trust?
That was my question.
I mean, because sometimes, you know, I've heard different things where, well, you still have some control because you can, you know, you can choose who your third party trustee is or remove that individual. I mean,
right.
I want to make sure what I'm hearing is right.
Yeah, so there's hundreds of different variations of both revocable and irrevocable trust. So in general terms, it's really hard to say how irrevocable any particular irrevocable trust is without actually reading the document and seeing it. But there is some malleability to these trusts. So without getting overly technical, sometimes you can do things called decanting the trust. You can take an irrevocable trust and sort of pour it into another similar irrevocable trust with slightly different terms to it. So in general, though, the basic advice is if the trust is designed not to be changed and is designed to be irrevocable or immovable, then it generally should remain that way, absent some kind of really pressing circumstance.
So if I'm a listener and I'm listening, trying to figure out what trust would benefit me and why, an irrevocable trust, one of the downsides that I think of quickly is it's irrevocable. Like, what if I want to sell my house and it's owned in the irrevocable trust? Can I do that? What if I have an asset owned in that account? How do I make decisions on that account?
Right. So that's why you be very, very careful when creating irrevocable trusts, and why the vast majority of clients that we see decide upon one or more forms of revocable trust. And often these revocable trusts will still be able to capture a lot of the benefits of an irrevocable trust, but typically upon the person passing away.
And why would somebody want an irrevocable trust after, you know, from a revocable to an irrevocable upon death?
Well, it's for a few reasons, Keith. So number one reason is we want to make sure that your intentions for the money and for the assets that are passing through the trust are respected. We don't want people changing the trust around after you've passed away. We also want to be able to take advantage of the tax code, and parts of the tax code are restricted to irrevocable trusts. And we're able to address things like estate taxes and so forth with some level of irrevocability, or to protect children who are special needs or people who are special needs that are receiving benefits, that you can only harvest those benefits when operating with an irrevocable trust. So it can get a little confusing, but the best thing to do is to come on in and have an appointment so we know exactly what kind of trust and what kind of trust arrangement to set up. The interesting thing is that only 21% of people have trusts in the United States right now.
Really?
Yeah, it's a very low number. Or you could look at it as, that's about one out of every five.
Yes. So sorry to interrupt, Keith. So basically 80% of the population will be going through the probate courts.
Oh,
and
yeah,
all of that, all the delays and the publicity that comes with it.
It's awful. And, you know, it's very easy to avoid that and to establish a trust. One thing to bear in mind if you're hearing this is that trusts are not just for the super wealthy. They're not these complicated plans. They're things that we can make easily understood and easily implement for estates of all sizes.
Well, Keith, we just recorded a video series of the SHP video series that we do each and every month or so, and we talked about building a trust or a revocable trust. A lot of people just think, oh, it avoids probate, but there's also tax benefits potentially
there's, like you said, being able to protect benefits potentially for the next generation for means-based programs. There's a lot more that goes into a trust than just avoiding probate.
Absolutely there is. And, you know, just using it as something to mention to clients, they need to look at all of those reasons. Avoiding probate is absolutely a major reason for pretty much any estate size. It's not a great idea to move through a probate litigation process if it's easily avoided. But also addressing taxes, managing money for children, making sure that no one's changing around someone's designs for the estate plan afterwards. Those are all very valuable things to do.
Well, I had a call with someone last week, and I was mentioning to them, they obviously were they really appreciated our retirement roadmap process that looks at income, investment, taxes, healthcare, and legacy as one big plan. And the reason is that they were joking around. They're like, you know, even if we had the best advisor in the world, and he was getting us an extra 1% per year on our investments, but if he left out the estate plan piece, that could be a $300,000 or $400,000 tax bill to the next generation.
Oh, it's a huge oversight. I'm so glad you do that. SHP has a focus upon making sure that assets and an inheritance pass from generation to generation without being diminished by the court system or attorneys or taxes. But bear in mind that with the right kind of trust, we're also able to make sure that the client still owns and controls those assets.
So if you're listening, especially if you don't have a full plan in place, but if you're going to go just set up, if you're about to set up a trust, you're interested in setting up a trust, do not do so without meeting with Attorney McManus and his team first, because you have to know the differences between the two so that you can make an educated decision. So for the radio listeners only, we have set aside 6 appointments that are available over the next 3 weeks to meet with us for a complete retirement roadmap review, which includes an estate plan analysis. There's no cost to meet with us. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777, or go to shpfinancial.com. After the break, we'll be joined by Matthew Peck, our certified financial planner, to discuss what a safe savings rate is at different times throughout your working career as you approach retirement. You're listening to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, your map to financial freedom, brought to you by SHP Financial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
You've spent most of your life working to succeed. All the money you've saved and the assets you've earned are going to become your family's inheritance. Carefully documenting this transfer of wealth in an estate plan isn't something that can be trusted to just anyone. I'm attorney Keith McManus. At McManus Estate Planning, the only thing we do is estate planning. My staff and I are 100% focused on making sure that every dollar, all of your property and every asset goes to your loved ones at the right time. After all you've done to build your wealth, you should know that it will remain intact. We'll develop an estate plan based on trusts for everything you need to preserve your legacy. We'll provide you with a thorough set of documents that are specific to you and your estate. Because estate planning isn't just something we do, it's the only thing we do. When you're ready to start planning for the future, call McManus Estate Planning at 508-778-8855 or visit McManusEstatePlan.com.
This is Derek Gregoire from SHP Financial, here to talk to you about your grocery list. When most people go to the supermarket, they know the nutritional content and the cost of the items they put in their cart. My two favorites are ice cream and ribeye, but living on ice cream alone would be pretty risky for my health, and living on ribeye would be pretty tough on my wallet. That's why we make informed decisions and limit foods that won't put our health or budget at risk. But when it comes to investments, most people couldn't tell you which ones are risky or if they are paying extra hidden fees. So if you'd like to know the real risk level and fees of your investments, give SHP Financial a call at 800-227-7777. You may be surprised to find out how much in fees you're actually paying. What would potentially saving thousands of dollars mean to you? Let SHP put your financial shopping cart in order. Call now, 800-227-7777, for a complimentary risk and fee analysis. That's 800-227-7777 or online at shpfinancial.com.
And now, it's time for your weekly financial update, the SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
Each and every week, we try to provide some valuable information on all areas of your retirement. And in this segment, we're going to share information from our weekly market report. We put it out every single Sunday. It goes out. If you want to sign up for this, you can go to shpfinancial.com and go to newsletter sign up. But it's just important information about the market or different strategies for you as you approach retirement. We also on our website, shpfinancial.com, and as well as the market report that we email out, we include a weekly blog. And this subject for this week's blog was understanding financial risk and as well as managing your risk as you approach retirement. And it really comes down to different ways that folks save money throughout their retirement career. So Matt, without stealing all your thunder, I'll let you take it from here.
No, thanks a lot, guys. The question that we wanted to tackle most recently is what's a safe, you know, for retirement, what's a safe savings rate? You know, so often people are looking for different numbers, like, for example, how much should I save for retirement, which we'll sort of dig into today, or how much do I need to, you know, what's my number? You know, do I need to have $1 million or $2 million? And there's so many different ways of answering that question. But by going back to the savings rate, we wanted to help kind of sort of shed some light on the importance of saving, but also the fact that people need to be aware of the different stages that they are throughout their lives. Mm-hmm. So, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of these studies out there that just talk about, you know, just say, okay, everyone has to save a certain amount at all times, but they don't take into effect that, you know, people are earning different amounts or in spending different amounts throughout their lives. So, for example, you can divide a person's career roughly into thirds. You know, you have the first 10 to 15 years where you see rapid income growth.
Sure.
Okay. So this is for everyone that is, they just graduated from college or, you know, they got their master's or whatever it is. Now they're entering their workforce and they're seeing basically earning $0, you know, while they're a student, to 50 to 75, 100, 150, hopefully 200. Hopefully that number continues to grow and grow and grow for all of the the hardworking people out there. So you have your first 10 to 15 years, which you'll see rapid income growth. And okay, you know, can we save during that time? Let's see. Then you have the second 10 to 15 years, which is slower income growth. And simultaneously, a cost of living increases. So that's kind of where we are, guys, in the sense of, all right, we're in our second, you know, our sort of the second trimester, whatever you want to call it, where now you have mortgages. You have kids.
Yep.
You have college tuition that you have to start to save for. You have, you know, all the different expenses that come up, whether it's taking your kids to hockey or football or whatever it is.
But they're in the second stage. Your income isn't going up as exponentially as it was the first 15 years, but you're probably at a good level. But like you said, your cost of living starts going up.
Exactly.
Because all the information that you just mentioned.
Right. And so now at that point, unfortunately, now we get through that stage, then we have an even slower or literally no income growth where people are, they've not necessarily tapped out, but they've gotten to their highest peak earning years. And once you're at the peak, that's what it is. It's the peak. There's nothing higher at that point.
This is the last 10, 15 years before retiring.
Correct. And hopefully we get to, you know, the 2%, 5% raises and different things along those lines. But you kind of have these three stages where you have rapid income growth, slower income growth, and then finally slower or no income growth in these three phases. Now, also at that time, sort of mirroring that, is the savings rate during those different stages. So the first 10 to 15 years, people generally have a low savings rate. That's because they may have college tuition that they, you know, need to pay off, or they want to start to save for a mortgage or a down payment. So they don't end up saving that much because they're really just first starting off. Then during that second 10 to 15 years, as your income is slowing, as I mentioned, your savings rate goes up. But those costs we were just talking about, again, home, raising a family. I mean, you know, we're talking about Thanksgiving and Christmas. I think I spent $300 at the, at Stop and Shop recently just to get turkey and squash and everything else. So, yeah, you got some mouths to feed, you know, to say the least. And then you have the final stage, which is the even though your income, you know, this is the third 10 to 15 years, even though your income might have peaked out, but at that point you have a significantly higher savings rate due to reduced expenses.
Yeah.
You know, now your savings rate's up because ideally your kids have moved on or they're less dependent on you and hopefully that mortgage is under control and so
that's assuming the standard of living has also plateaued. If that keeps going up as well, that's another issue because you're not able to save as much.
Well, which goes back to, you know, kind of digress a little bit. We talk about it's not necessarily how much you can save, it's how much you spend,
correct,
you know, especially as you enter retirement. And so we wanted to share people with the share with you these three stages so you can kind of get an idea of where you stand right now and then to say, okay, this is hopefully I'm in front of the goal or I'm meeting my goal. Because when you factor in, when you crunch all of those numbers, we finally come up with the one number that I do want to share with you, which is 15.36% of earnings. So the safe savings rate, depending on no matter where you are during that stage, is that the average safe savings rate required to fund retirement successfully is 15.36%. So if everyone can do that,
on average, some years, maybe the first few years it's 2%, maybe later on it's 20%, but that's about the average. To get more information, or like we talked about, if you want to get this in full detail, we can only share a brief summary of this report. To get more information or to get added to our weekly email list so you can get this delivered to your email box, go to shpfinancial.com, shpfinancial.com, and you'll see a box that says newsletter sign up. You just enter your email in, and you'll start getting the information. Also included there is a copy of our past radio show, a blog. And so it's good information if you're, you know, taking retirement seriously and you want to keep on educating yourself. With that being said, I will say just recently we were at an event and we got a question from one of the audiences because some brokers and financial planners, we used to be the same way about 10, 15 years ago. You kind of hide behind a presentation. So you go put on an event and you go through a slideshow that you dictate for the audience. So if someone asks you a question, you say, oh, I'm going back to the slides. We feel like that's a way to hide behind content, where at our workshops, we really open it up to you. We open it up, if you've been to our workshops before, we open it up to you and what you want to talk about. So we don't know what everyone wants to talk about. It's basically, you know, you choose the topics and then we go through them thoroughly. But we had one a few weeks ago that talked, they said they're saving a certain amount of money. And they said, listen, I was told that I need $1.5 million and then I can retire. And I said, okay, well, what made you get to $1.5 million? They said, I don't know, I just always figured I need $1.5 million and that was the number. Well, they end up booking a meeting, came into our office, we ran analysis on their portfolio. And let's say they were at about $1 million now and they wanted to work about five more years, but they were pushing 65. And so when we ran their expenses, the three things we look at before people retire, expenses, income, and volatility, we could devise a plan for them where they could retire now on $1 million based on what their needs are from an income standpoint, what their goals are that they're actually spending, as well as the portfolios that they had grown and saved during their lifetime. So the reason I say that, they were so excited because they thought they had to work five more years, save $100,000 or so a year, and then when they get to $1.5 million, they'd feel comfortable. We built a strategy that showed them right now they can retire if they wanted to now. Now, they might not do it. They said they're probably going to work another year or so. But imagine how much better would you feel knowing that you came in, sat down with one of us, had an income analysis done on your portfolio so we can show you based on what you've saved, based on what you've done so far, we'll give you an honest answer. Yes, you can retire now. No, you have to work two more years, five more years. But we have the ability with our tools, software, to show you pretty closely and pretty accurately what you need to do to retire and when that date is. So if you're not sure what that date is, if you want to learn what that date is and you want to make sure that when you retire, you don't have to put your work boots back on 5 years later to go back to work, you're the person that we'd probably benefit, that would benefit from sitting down with us and meeting with us at one of our offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, or Hyannis. Again, folks, there's no cost to sit down with us, but I mean, an hour of your time could be the difference between success and failure in retirement. This is what we take very seriously. We know the holidays are up, but we urge you to call now, 800-227-7777, or go to shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to discuss the major difference between a broker or an agent and a holistic financial planner. If you're not sure what professional you're working with, you're going to want to stick around and hear this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Do you know how much risk is in your portfolio? Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. In times of market volatility, it's even more important to have the correct amount of risk in your investments. At SHP Financial, we use Riskalyze, the award-winning risk-engineered technology that mathematically pinpoints your risk number and aligns your portfolio to match. Riskalyze replaces subjective terms like conservative and aggressive with a risk number from 1 to 99, a precise way to measure your exact comfort zone for downside risk and potential upside gains. Are you a 16 or a 67? Visit shpfinancial.com and click What's My Risk Number? Answer the quick 5-minute questionnaire and you'll instantly determine your own personal risk number. Then we can build your investment portfolio to match and clearly define the path for your financial goals. Put the most advanced technology to work for you. Find out what your risk number is today. Visit shpfinancial.com and click the link What's My Risk Number? That's shpfinancial.com.
This is Matt Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. If you've worked hard and have been fortunate enough to save $1 million or more for retirement, you're in an elite group and should have an investment strategy to match. SHP Financial has a team dedicated to helping build on the success that you've already created. We want you to live the retirement lifestyle that you've dreamed of. That's why we're relentless when it comes to protecting your nest egg. We want you to get rid of the unnecessary fees that higher net worth investors pay through overlapping investments and keep you from paying too much in taxes. This can give you more of your money. Look, you expect 5-star service, and we're here to give it to you. Call SHP Financial today at 800-227-7777. We'll review your current plan and show you how our team could be your team. Call 800-227-7777 or visit us at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we briefly talked about last segment about the importance of getting to a safe number of savings of how much assets you need to be able to retire. And Keith brought up a good point in the break, which is not usual, Keith, so congratulations.
Yeah.
But basically, the point was, if you're at $1 million or whatever number you're at, and you're trying to get to another number, you're probably maybe investing your money a little aggressively because you want to get to that number fast. What could happen, though, let's say that client I talked about last segment that maybe had $1 million was trying to wait to retire till they had $1.5 million. Imagine they were super aggressive in how they manage their money, and they had a market correction. Now, instead of having $1 million, they have $700,000 or $600,000. Now they can't retire till they're in their 70s. So, I mean, there's so many things we always talk about. If you have a decision of whether you want to hire a financial professional, you need to have the confidence in who you're working with that they know your entire situation. That's why we love seeing our clients year after year, knowing that they come in knowing that we have a plan. It's every single year it's adjusted based on their situation. And so if you don't know how much income you can draw, if you don't know how long it's going to last, these are important questions. And we find out usually if you can reduce your risk a little bit, not to zero, because you have to have some way to keep up with inflation in retirement. But usually if you can reduce your risk a bit, it can give you a lot better chance of getting to your final goal. So with that being said, I want to move on to our next subject because we get a lot of questions on this as well. And that's really the difference between an agent. I'd say there's kind of three different areas, Keith and Matt, and I'll go to you, Keith. If you have really an agent, you have a broker, and then you have what I call a holistic financial planner. And so as you're listening, think about what it is that you're getting for advice. Think about what advice you're getting from. Is it from an agent, from a broker, or from a holistic financial planner? So Keith, what's a basic definition of an agent?
Basically, an agent is someone who only represents, in my opinion, yeah, a particular company, a particular product, or a particular strategy. For instance, a lot of times we meet with folks that maybe they've met with another group and, you know, the other group just said, hey, look, you should do an annuity. You know what I mean?
And like an insurance agent.
Yeah. No matter what happens, no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstances, age, type of money, it always is going to be an annuity that particular individual or group is going to recommend. And that's really not taking into account everything that you have and not building a plan. It's just saying, look, here's a solution. Maybe that works. Maybe it doesn't, but it works for them because that's how they get paid.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Good one.
Well, if you're working,
so true.
And so when an agent technically could be their financial professional because they're giving you some financial advice and recommending annuities, but then that's one area. So basically they just, everything is going to go back to insurance products, annuities and life insurance. Second level, Matt, is a broker.
Well, on the other side, you have people that do not deal with insurance at all and strictly stay on the market, and they are what's called brokers. And brokers are paid, you know, per transaction, and they're able to receive commissions on mutual funds and other sort of market investments that they sell. So what's very unnerving about dealing with a broker who is getting paid for investments that could lose money is just that point. I mean, so let's say, Derek, I'm talking to you and say, all right, buddy, you know, I can either give you this large cap fund A or I can give you this large cap fund B. Now, both of them have the exact same amount of risk, but this one pays me more. This one has higher fees.
Pays you the broker more.
I'm sorry, pays me the broker more. Exactly. Sorry. And so when there are, when you don't know whether or not you're getting advice that's in your best interests, when there is any shadow of a doubt that it's like, okay, did he just make that recommendation because it was good for him?
Yeah.
Or because it was good for me? And this is made even more sort of problematic because we're talking about investments that you can lose your money.
Yep.
You know, market-based investments, stocks, bonds, mutual funds.
But how many people do you sit down with that come in that you say, they say, yeah, I have a financial advisor, but really they fall into one of those two buckets, an agent or a broker?
Oh, absolutely. Probably all the time.
Yeah, you know? I would say the majority of people.
The majority of time. That's which I feel bad because we came from that area. When we started out many years ago, guess what? We were an agent and all that. And the companies we worked for before 2003 would tell us, no matter who the person you sit down with is, no matter what they look like, no matter their age, their risk tolerance, here's what you sell them. Mm-hmm. It's like, are you kidding me? This is how it works.
One of my favorite things is, you know, when I start to sit down and really dig into people's goals, what it is that they want to do with their monies, then we start discussing their current plan, aka investment portfolio, because they don't really have a plan. I always ask, like, how does your broker, you know, how do they get paid? Oh, they don't charge me anything. So they're not a for-profit company?
Well, and
you know what I mean? Obviously, they're making money somewhere, you know?
Yeah, no, and just the other day, too, I had a client come in, and I just said, okay, so what happens when you start to, you know, need money, or where are you going to take withdrawals from? And they said, he just said to call him. Like, that's it. So your
just
plan,
call.
Yeah, just to give a call when you need money, not having well-structured sort of buckets and where assets come from. And so you don't know exactly what he's going to sell to generate this income.
Yeah.
It's like, no, he just said to give him a call.
One of my favorite things to read is the revenue sharing disclosure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so every company has what's called a revenue sharing disclosure. Now, it's something that they probably don't want you to read because it basically shows all the incentives that they're getting for recommending certain funds or certain products or certain investments. So, you know, maybe if you're dealing with someone right now that you don't really know where they sit, ask them if they'll share with you their revenue sharing disclosure. That would be an interesting conversation.
Ask them how they get paid.
Yeah, I mean, so, and we're not saying this to alarm you, but we say that because we know so many folks listening, a lot of you listening have come to meet with us, and a lot of you have become clients, and you understand this concept, but a lot of you out there might not know because you maybe just have dealt with one or two people, and you just think that's the norm. At SHP Financial, what we do is provide, we're holistic financial planners, and we're fiduciaries. We're held to the highest standard in our industry. So what that means is when we build a plan for you, it's not just managing your money. It's managing your money. It's building an income plan that lasts as long as you do, like we talked about earlier. It's coordinating with a CPA and making sure we're building a tax plan to legally and ethically save you money now if we can and for the next generation. It's looking at long-term care and healthcare and what impact that may have and building a plan for that. And it's building a legacy plan that makes sure your hard-earned dollars are left to the right people when you want them to. We had someone the other day that came in. They were getting good financial advice, and they had a good portfolio, and they were making good returns. But I asked them, what's your healthcare plan? Well, we don't talk about that. We just talk about investments. I said, what about taxes? Well, we don't talk about that either. So are you, when you meet that with your financial professional, are you having these conversations? Because that person was doing well for them. Their broker was making them money because the market's up, but they had a $300,000 tax bill that was not cured, that could be cured, as well as a $500,000 potential healthcare bill that they weren't protected for. So great, their broker was making them good money, but he had an $800,000 gap that he wasn't even paying attention to. At SHP Financial, our goal is to look at all areas of retirement to build a plan that suits you so that you can go on and do what it is that you want to do in retirement, live out your dreams, and not have to worry about this stuff, visit your grandkids, travel. But in order to do that, we probably just drove a wedge in terms of, hey, what do you have now? What do you want to have? If you want a holistic plan and you want to learn about it, it's probably different than what you have now. If not, at least you can get a second opinion. The number to call is 800-227-7777. There's no cost to sit down with us. Don't procrastinate. Get it in before the holidays if you can. 800-227-7777 or go to our website, shpfinancial.com. After the break, our retirement roadmap recap, we're going to leave you with our top three takeaways from today's show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Does your financial advisor only meet with you once a year to review your portfolio? If you're 5 to 10 years away from leaving the workforce, your retirement could be at risk. This is Derek Gregoire, co-founder of SHP Financial. Did you know that you or your loved ones could be exposed to a $300,000 tax bill or a $400,000 healthcare bill? What good is having a financial advisor if he or she is only looking at your investment portfolio and ignoring other potential problems? At SHP Financial, we do more than just manage our clients' investments. Our customized retirement roadmap plans include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, healthcare, and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So hopefully you get a lot of value out of today's show. And without taking too much time, we're just going to recap what we think are the top three takeaways from today's show between myself, Keith, and Matt. So, Keith, what's your number one takeaway?
Well, I think one of the big takeaways just seasonally right now is try to slow down time and enjoy this time with your family, kids, your grandkids, if you have some grandkids, and really, you know, embrace this time of year. It's one of the best times of year, in my opinion. And really also look outside your family or home and try to do what you can to help others. So to me, it's the spirit of the holidays, you know what I mean? And like I know every year, my kids look so, and I look forward to this time of year, and it goes by with the blink of an eye. Yeah. So I myself try to slow down time and embrace every moment with them, because my six-year-old's now six, and I remember, you know, like it was yesterday that he was just born. So yep. Boom.
Yeah, so definitely enjoy your family and help others that when you see a need, see if you can help out. Because like we said earlier, there's so many people out there that have it worse
exactly.
than you do. How about yourself, Matt?
So, guys, I'm going to combine, and sorry, well said, though, Keith. I was going to combine sort of, you know, two segments. You know, for one, we talked about what your sort of safe savings rate is in the different phases of life, whether it's how much you earn versus how much you spend, as well as, you know, sort of the different types of financial planners out there. And I just kind of wanted to point out to everyone that you have different phases in your life. You know, you have different, when you first start off is a different phase to when you're, you know, married with kids and when they're young, as Keith was mentioning, that's a phase. Then, you know, then they go off to college and you're entering a different phase, and then you enter retirement. And so here are all of these different times in your life, and things are going to change at every single step of the way. Your goals are going to change. Your savings amount is going to change. Your jobs are going to change. Where you live is going to change. Not just your risk. And that's my point.
is the fact that while all of your goals and the plan is changing, you can't just be dealing with somebody that just talks to you, hey, Derek, how's your risk? You know, are you moderate now? Are you conservative? Mm-hmm. Or let's make changes to your investment plan and move on. So much more changes than just your risk tolerance. So if you're not working with somebody to help you through all of these different phases and all of these different goals and different needs and different expenses, if they're not helping you out through all of those different areas, then it's not a comprehensive financial plan.
And Matt, you stole my thunder again.
Sorry, one.
Well, it's an important takeaway.
I'm the Grinch right now, I guess, you know, right?
Well, Cyril, you made a good point, because that's a really important takeaway for those listening, because too many folks out there listening right now think they may have a plan. They've tried to do a good job. But I want to ask you a question. When you talk to your financial professional, what is the conversation about? Is it just about income? Is it just about investments? And is that the end of it? Because what if you're not paying attention to what healthcare could do in retirement? What if you're not maximizing legacy or how to pass assets on to the next generation? What if you're not talking about taxes, how to save now and for the next generation? You don't want to work all these years and save money just to have the, you know, $300,000 in taxes go to the government instead of your next generation, your heirs. So it's funny, to illustrate this and kind of what we do at SHP Financial, our retirement roadmap process is a trademark process that looks at building you an income plan, an investment plan, a tax plan, a healthcare plan, and a legacy plan. And so we were lucky enough, and again, I say this not to brag, but we were lucky enough a couple weeks ago to be out in Chicago, maybe it's more than probably about a month ago, another company hired to share some of our ideas on how we run our company with other advisors. So when I shared this story, they actually all booed at me, because here's how it goes. Keep in mind, we're in New England. I said, does everyone know, you know, Bill Belichick and the Patriots? And they all start booing because they're, you know, no one likes Patriots in Chicago. And I said, all right, well, you know how they get ready for that big Super Bowl game every year, every 12 months, and then everyone really starts booing because they get frustrated. So I figured the listeners here probably appreciate that. But imagine Bill Belichick is getting ready, the Patriots ready for the Super Bowl. And the week before, they're building a game plan. Just think of, and compare this to your retirement game plan. And that's all they're talking about is he's having Brady throw passes to Gronkowski, and that's all they work on all week. The defense doesn't practice, the kicker, the special teams, no one practices. Brady just throws passes to Gronkowski. Now, we know the passing game in the NFL is very important, but that's not an entire game plan. You need the defense, special teams, offense to work together so that you can have success in that game. Just like in retirement, having a bunch of mutual funds and annuities is not a game plan. You need to have a plan that looks at managing risk, builds an income plan, but then you have to take it a step further. Each year when you meet with your advisor, when we meet with clients, we talk about taxes, we talk about healthcare, we talk about legacy. There's a lot more areas than just investments and having money. So if your advisor is just talking to you about that, you're the person that should really come in, sit down with us for a consultation to see what a retirement roadmap, our trademark process, could do for you and why it's probably different than what you've seen in the past. Take some time, come in and see us. We'd love to sit down with you. The number is 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777, or go to shpfinancial.com. Have a great week, everyone. Thank you for your support, and we look forward to talking to you next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.